Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Barakhov from Drink It In _ Jordana. We are now in week three, part three of What is the Connection? For those of you joining me for the first time, we are discussing the connections between the Torah portion as well as the Haftorah, the Nevi'im, the prophets that we read. There's always some underlining connection. I'm sure there's more than one underlining connection, but I like to try to focus on one of those connections. And I must say that this week might have been a little bit more challenging for me than other weeks, and I really was trying my best to see an underlining message. And it is true that in this week's Haftorah, God has a whole speech through Yeshayahu, and he definitely talks about Avram Avinu and Avram Avinu's journeys. So that right away goes along with Parshat Lech Lecha. So I was trying to find something a little bit deeper, and this is a thought that I came up with. You know, when we look at Avraham, he's the paradigm of belief and trust. Here he is, this man on a mission, Lech Lecha, Me'artecha, ready, we're introduced, boom, pow. Like, right off the starting point, he's already going on this mission. You know, there were other things that before that aren't so delineated within the text, but right here in the text, we're being told he's just going, like, blindly going and doing God's bidding, and then he gets to Canaan, he gets to Israel, and he's spreading the word of God. It's like unbelievable how he's just spreading the word, and he transforms the world into monotheism. It's an art and an understanding that was lost. The world had turned into pure polytheism, and he's bringing back the concept of monotheism, one man. And, you know, when you think about that story, I think sometimes it's inspirational, but yet that could be a little disheartening. Like, I'm not an Avraham. Are you an Avraham? Like, who has such power like that? And so when I was looking at the Haftorah and I saw, wow, there's a concept that is brought down in Yeshayahu. There's one word that really stuck out to me, and it was the word hechlif, to exchange. And the question gets asked is, why does the pasuk use the word exchange? It means that when we use up all of our own strength and we're tired and we're weary, then our strength feels limited. We need to exchange it with God's strength because his strength is totally unlimited. When we're able to, like, give it over to God, let go and let God do things, we will then be able to take our service to a whole new level, deepening our connection with God, Hashem, infinite. That's the story of Avram. That's what I think. When I take a step back and I look at the story, because it is so miraculous, and I could say it is still a miracle, but really it's the hand of God in the story. This whole remarkable development of Avram Avinu serves as a perfect testimony to Hashem's involvement in the world, like him moving everything behind the scenes. The mere fact that one lone soul could single-handedly affect an entire world and inspire the majority of civilization to abandon their previous beliefs speaks for itself. The shocking phenomenon that this one person wasn't persecuted or executed for his own beliefs. I mean, look what we're dealing with in our day and age. And was even miraculously victorious when he waged a war against the four kings and the five kings, and he single-handedly against the mighty powers of those days. It is Hashem who controls the world and directs it to its necessary developments at all times. And it is therefore only with the permission of Hashem that the powers of the world maintain their right to control it. They have this tight control, subject to Hashem's interference at all times. Yeshayahu responds to the Jewish people and states, empathetically, that Hashem knows and cares about them, and that is intimately involved in their experiences. But this is what Yeshayahu is saying. God is with us. But how do I get God with me? How do I get God on my side when I'm feeling so overwhelmed? Remember, he's there behind the scenes. And what you need to do is to learn to exchange. Exchange yourself and put God in. It's like he's the pinch hitter. You got to see that. You have to see him, that he's there in the shadow, right, so to speak, and you could bring him to the forefront. If Hashem appears to be removed, it is only the result of our own wrongdoings. But in truth, Hashem is actually quietly involved in every step of our lives. In fact, Hashem is engaged at all times, securing the ultimate perfection of the world, working undercover. I love that God is working undercover Hashem is perpetually involved in directing the world's events in preparation for hopefully one day for Mashiach. Hashem is undercover, and we have to learn to uncover him and exchange. And that's the beauty, and that's the connection I feel between the Torah portion and this week's Haftorah. Learning to uncover what is actually covered up. Learning to uncover what's undercover. That's really the cool thing. So I am going to wish everybody adieu. I'm going to say have a great Shabbat. I hope you enjoyed this connection, and I hope we'll all learn to exchange ourselves in times of need and place God in where it's needed and learn to uncover what's hidden and realize that we could reach up to the status of Avram. But remember, Avram also had God behind him, helping him and guiding him and controlling all the different players. And that's how he was so successful. Again, this is Jordana from drinkitin_Jordana. If this is something you want to sponsor, please feel free and sponsor. Get in touch with Sheer Enjoyment, and I'll speak to you next week.